This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The greatest defensive player in Patriots history, Ty Law, joins us right now on the Harbor One Hotline. And the Ty Law interview is brought to you by AAA. Now hiring. Apply today at AAA.com/careers. Ty, Greg is out. I am in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Excuse my voice, guys. I was so busy cursing out the TV, so it might sound a little funny.
And you forgot
happy birthday, Wiggy. I heard Wiggy old as hell. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm catching up to you, man.
Ty, how crappy are you feeling, and what were your first reactions seeing that absolute debacle of a football game Saturday night?
I mean, the first thing I seen, guys, was the body language. I always look at that when I'm watching. I say, who got the best body language? How you're playing in the first couple plays? Man, they did not come to play, and it was, I mean, I can't put my finger on it because this is the playoffs. Man, I was so disappointed, and that's why you shouldn't gamble. I know I'm rambling, but just hear me out. I shouldn't gamble because I done lost to Wiggy in the Michigan game. I mean, I just kept losing. So I said, you know what? Lost to Miami, so they got to get my money back here. And it's only fun, little friendly bets, but it adds up. That's why you shouldn't gamble, because I was chasing the other money that I lost to Wiggy and lost on this too, man. I just got beat up. So yeah. Don't gamble, everybody.
Yeah, never chase a bet.
Exactly.
Ty, what I don't get, and we heard, I mean, you probably haven't heard it, but Adrian Phillips at his exit meeting saying that, you know, mentally, they just weren't ready. You talk about the body language, and like you said, it's a playoff game. How is it that a Bill Belichick coached football team is mentally not ready to go for a playoff game?
I call bull. How are you not mentally ready to go? You know what the stakes are. You've been playing football your whole life. You can't say, I don't buy that at all. You got to mentally prepare yourself. If you can't do it yourself, one of your teammates could tap you on the shoulder to get you right. So not mentally prepared to play. I think, you know, that's a personal issue. That shouldn't be a team issue, in my opinion. But this is the playoffs, man. So ain't no excuses like that. What could possibly happen after somebody won that many rings, man? I don't buy that.
Ty, sorry to interrupt. We just we dinged you another $100 there, so we had to dump out of that a little bit. But, yeah, you called BS on the Patriots players not being mentally ready for the game.
Yes, I called BS. Why wouldn't you be mentally ready for the game? It's the playoffs. If you're a professional athlete, this is what you get paid to do. So I don't care what Bill Belichick said if he came into the locker room to say you're not mentally prepared. I don't know what he could have said. I'm just hypothetically throwing something out there. I mean, I don't understand that. You know, when you come in, you make it, you fight that hard to get to a certain point, and you have an opportunity to, you know, play in a Super Bowl. Not saying that they were going to do that or anything like that. I'm just saying you have the opportunity once you get in the playoffs. That's what you play for. So to not be mentally prepared. I think I don't know if you can speak for the whole team on that, or how many guys said it. I don't buy that.
Well, Ty, now they look to the offseason. We talked to Bill yesterday, and it's kind of like a rebuild now, right? Do you overhaul this team? Where do you spend the money? Where do you splurge? What position needs the most help?
I mean, I don't think you need to overhaul. I mean, you went to the playoffs with a young team. I think you do. You got to get somebody on the outside. You got to give to make Jones a better quarterback. You got to make him a better quarterback by giving him some help on the outside. But I think they're on the path to building something special. You know what I mean? But overhauling, I don't see that. I mean, you got a good foundation, but you got to get some damn receivers. Because like I said before, you know, I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I can run about three plays right now. And I wouldn't be scared. I wouldn't be scared to go cover nobody out there. I'm trying to tell you. So that's what I mean. I mean, on all jokes aside, they have to get a receiver.
Ty,
Possibly two.
Right, I completely agree with you. But the issue that they might run into is they might be without two cornerbacks, right? You look at J.C. Jackson, and we don't know what's going to happen with him. It's going to cost them a lot of money to keep him. And if they don't keep him, they already had issues at the second cornerback position. So you're talking about having no cornerbacks headed into next season and obviously clearly needing weapons on the outside at the offensive position. I mean, how important is it for them to get something done with J.C. Jackson?
It's very important to get something done with him. I mean, you got so fortunate that you had Stephon there. You moved on and you struck gold with J.C. Well, guess who else struck gold? J.C. So something has to give. But the one trump card that they have is they can tag him. So they can do that. When I'm talking about bringing in a receiver and free agency or getting somebody that you can steal in that draft, that is something different. You got to go out there and spend some money on a free agent. J.C., and, you know, I'm not for this at all. But the reality is, once you're in that league, the team is going to have a certain amount of leverage. And right now, because he's not unrestricted, they're going to have some leverage on it. You know what I mean? So, and they can at least buy themselves some time.
Well, he'll be unrestricted at the end of this year, Ty. So if they franchise him, isn't his best bet to just hold out?
That's what I'm saying. I understand they have options. They can franchise him. And I'm not going to, you know, speak for what he should do. I don't know. But that is the option that the team has, and that's something that J.C. is going to say, okay, do I go out here and prove again and make this whatever franchise, $20 million or whatever? But you also got to think, Wiggy, mm-hmm. Some guys, when they're in free agency, it depends on where they're at in their career. I don't know where J.C. is at in his career financially. But it makes a difference when you're, you know, a top five pick, you know what I mean?
Right.
And probably had this type of savings compared to when, you know, you were later or not being drafted. But at the same time, that does not mean that you can't make a decision, you know, based on, like, what's right. It all depends on how you feel. You know, do I go out here and play or do I hold out? I made personal decisions to play or whether to hold out. But you have more leverage when you're totally unrestricted, but they can put that tag on you, and I know that's what the Patriots will use if need be.
Ty, your teams famously 0-1, 0-3, and 0-4 got better as the years went on. You were peaking at the right time. Obviously, you had one of the great AFC Championship games in NFL history, picking off Peyton Manning three times. Why does it feel like the last 3 years, even when Brady was here in 2019, these Belichick coach teams have gotten worse in December than they were in September? What's going on there?
I couldn't tell you because that was reverse of what I was used to and what I played on. But I don't get it, because I thought that was the strength. Even though Mac didn't mess, you can't blame this on Mac Jones and offense being young or anything else like that. Because if you can't stop nobody, no matter what he does, he's not going to win. So the defense, I hold those guys accountable. They stepped up in a big way all season long. You know, all the turnovers and everything. But when it counted most, the body language wasn't there. You wasn't prepared to play. There was no energy, and it sucked to watch. You know, at that moment, at those moments in the playoffs against Buffalo, that you go there and okay, here go another $100 and the bed in the playoffs.
So, in your eyes, is Mac Jones the future of this team?
I think that he's earned himself another opportunity. I really do. I'm not saying that he had the best rookie year of all time, but he earned himself another opportunity to lead that team, you know, and especially for what he was working with. Let's give him some help. How about that? We helped him on the game plan. Let's help him with some talent.
Ty, Curtis and I, we kind of been going back and forth a little bit about, you know, the coaches, right? You know, Curtis feels like there needs to be more coaches with more experience, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, right, Curtis, where I feel like, you know, that it's more about the players. But when you look at this coaching staff, there's a lot of no-namers, and, you know, it seemed like there are guys that are getting younger nowadays. Why is it that Bill tends to lean towards, you know, a lot of coaches that it seems like they don't have a ton of coaching experience when you kind of look at their resume?
I know part of Bill's strategy with coaching is it goes back to when he, you know, started. Everyone started off from, you know, at the bottom, you know what I mean? So when you start off from the bottom and he puts you there, I guess he lets you work your way up. I know that's how Josh McDaniel was. I'm not in the coaching. I don't think that, I mean, for kids, but that life is not for me. But I think he wants people, I would assume that he wants people that, you know, went the hard way, because when I was there, I don't know how it works now. When I was there, new guy come in, you making the copies and you getting the coffee, you know, you doing all that before you get those opportunities. I don't know if you getting just opportunities, you know, better than that now. I have no idea, but I just know that when you do that, he has a lot of respect for guys that do it the long, hard way.
Hey, Ty, one other theory to run past you. Ted Johnson is, he says that basically Bill has a Josh Allen-specific problem. Like, when you guys played against Peyton Manning, you were able to crack the code. But Allen is too unpredictable, design runs, plays break down, and Bill's defense is less effective against styles like that. Do you agree with that theory?
Man, that's about probably the first thing I'm going to agree with Ted on. Okay, Ted finally said something that made some damn sense, huh? So that's my guy. We got same draft, 95, my guy. But yeah, I agree. That is a problem over there. Like I've said it all year, that dude right there, that's top five from what I see from a talent standpoint. And now he's bringing it all together. I mean, a strong arm and a guy that can run, and some of my favorite guys to watch, who I say we ain't no punk. You know what I mean?
Right.
They tough. You know what I mean? They ready to scrap, fight, do whatever you got to do. Man, I love the way he played. That's going to be a problem. So they need to get some talent and some receivers on the outside around Mac Jones, so he's going to be able to keep up and compete with that boy.
Ty, we'll get you on this. It is my belief that the teams that you and Wiggy were on in the early 2000s that were based in defense, physical, secondaries, that really got in the face of quarterbacks, that mold is no longer applicable to today's NFL. You guys were too good that forced the Colts to change the rules, which now the Patriots are playing under, that prioritize offense and protecting the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Do you think you can win a championship now in today's NFL with the way your team was built in the early 2000s?
Yeah, I do, because I mean, you have to adapt. I mean, it would be hard. We'll probably get a lot less checks until we figured it out. But don't nobody like to lose money. Because I used to always say I probably wouldn't get no check the way I play, because I get flagged. But you know, you have to adapt. We were talented enough and smart enough as a team and as individuals to still be successful. So you know, I think we were one of those teams that could have played in, you know, multiple eras, and of course we could have done it. It just been a little bit harder because we were used to getting down and dirty. It's getting a little softer. It is.
Might have been hotter on that side. It'd been a lot easier for me because they wouldn't have been able to touch me and breathe on me. And I'd have made a killing. I'd have made a killing over there, boy.
You would have had 20 catches in the Snow Bowl.
I'd have made a killing.
All right, Ty, thank you for your time as always. Greg will hopefully be back next week, but have a great week.
Is he stuck in the Bahamas or decided just not to bring his ass back?
He's just stuck. He's stuck, but
he's claiming he's stuck, but
Greg's been stuck a lot of places. So
the private jet ain't got no fuel.
Yeah, he's waiting for Ernie Bach to come back and get him. I don't know when he's arriving, but have a great week, Ty. Take care.
All right, take it easy, guys.
Later. See you, Ty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.